Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Do you suffer from Zoom fatigue? Otter.ai is here to help. Use Otter.ai to get automatic meeting notes. You can even step away from the meeting and catch up anytime. Get started for free at Otter.ai or download in the app stores. That's Otter.ai.
Career Builder is made for people who have that thing. You know, those superpowers that make you good at your job, the skills you bring to work. And Career Builder knows those skills make you right for other jobs too. Higher paying jobs with benefits, jobs you never thought of trying. Are you a people person? Work from home as a customer service rep? Are you organized and like driving? Become a delivery driver. You have the skills it takes, and CareerBuilder.com has the jobs to get you hired fast. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
How do you prepare your kids today to succeed in tomorrow's world? With Juni, the online learning experience equipping the next generation of students to solve the world's largest problems. Choose from popular STEAM courses like coding, investing, novel writing, and all-new robotics, crypto, app development, 3D design, and more. With all types of learning formats and project-based curriculum, your student will be ready to take on the real world. Visit junilearning.com and enter promo code IHEART30 at checkout for 30% off.
The Volume.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Inside the Garage Podcast. I'm Kyle Hamilton, along with
KJ Wallace
and Connor Adigan
and Cam Hart.
Not with us today. He's at a better place. Not playing. He's asleep right now. He underwent a procedure recently, so he's just resting right now. He's all medded up. Chilling right now, asleep. So
he's quietly taking a nap right now.
Yeah. So sleeping. He will not be joining us this pod. So keep him in your prayers. Guys, give him a little kiss on the cheek for me. All right.
I got you. You've been taking care of him. And Grace. Grace definitely been.
Shout out Grace.
So we normally release one podcast a week on Mondays, which you guys are probably listening to right now, but we have decided to start doing another podcast every week. So we'll be doing 2 a week, one release on Monday, one release on Thursday. So we'll give you guys another opportunity to listen to us if you want to. If you don't, then I'm sorry. But we appreciate y'all tuning in.
Play us as an ASMR to go to sleep.
Yeah, we'll try to put you to sleep.
Just put it on.
I'm quiet.
But yeah, so tune into those as well. So we will be releasing 2 a week from now on. First, kick things off a little differently. some more ITG news. We have a email, this new platform called email.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That little mark with the A and then the ring around it.
At.
See, that's what I said.
We just joined and it's we have an email for you guys to submit outside the garage questions, so it's easier. The email is insidethegaragepod@gmail.com. If you guys want to send us any questions for us to answer during our Outside the Garage segment. And today we will start off with one from Edward Soriano. This question is for KJ. Obviously, the big news, KJ has transferred from Notre Dame after the spring, if I'm correct.
Yep.
Sure. And Edward asks, what was the mindset on wanting to move forward to another team? Also, good luck to your future endeavors.
Just want to start off saying, appreciate you, Edward, saying that. Y'all kind of knew what was going into my decision. Just like being here in the past 3 years, it's been great years. A lot of things that we've, you know, saying, been through as far as like teammates and coach changes and just everything we've gone through as far as the games, practices, camps, workouts, all that, I wouldn't take back anything. The mindset for me kind of going forward was just my football career here hasn't really lived up to kind of how I really wanted to be. And kind of how I wanted to spell out. And I feel like, you know, going somewhere else would present me with a better opportunity going forward. And with that being said, though, like, I don't regret anything as far as picking the school. I still feel like I picked, you know what I'm saying, the best decision for me at that time as far as leaving high school. I feel like this is definitely my best decision, and I don't really regret anything. Going forward, I would like to, you know, say, and have more opportunities to get on the field and kind of showcase my skill set and things like that, and also continue my academic career. So, I mean, that was really my whole mindset behind it. I'm optimistic about the future, and, you know, I'm also going to still have ties here also. So, I mean, it's all a good thing. And at the end of the day, get another degree from somewhere too. So, can't argue with that.
Notre Dame degree and another one. It's not too bad.
Not too bad. Could be
not
worse.
Too shabby.
Could
not
be worse. Shabby.
Tell the folks that the podcast will still be going on. I don't know what the commotion is.
Everybody was saying RIP to the podcast. I'm like,
it's kind of bad. Half the comments were like, I wish you luck, KJ. And half of them were like, damn, what happens to the podcast?
Yeah, what's up with the garage? How the garage going away? Like, I mean, oh, it's smooth. The podcast can still keep going on. We just find ways to adapt, obviously.
Inside the Zoom.
Inside the Zoom. Shout out.
Shout out Greg Maley.
Nah.
Yeah, just find ways to adapt and do our thing.
I'm not fucking leaving.
I think it'd be cool because, like, obviously I'm experiencing something new. KJ, you'll be experiencing something new. And then, like, Connor and Cam will still have that indie perspective. So, like, it'll be a bunch of timelines coming together. It's like a multiverse going on right now. We just come together like the, on the pod and just tell everybody about our lives.
Fairly Odd Parents mashup.
But it'll be cool. I mean, there'll be a lot different, you know. That's right. A lot of different viewpoints. I mean, obviously a lot's going to change for you, Kyle, in the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. And then once this semester's over, you'll be somewhere else. We can't even, you know, no more summertime lake, man. Hey, just me and Cam.
I will say, though, getting recruited again, it's a little
makes
funny.
You feel good, no. Huh? Makes you feel good.
No.
Alec, the text was green, what the coach said.
So I'm not going to I'm not gonna say school or the coach because he's currently recruiting me right now. But so I had a little phone situation on the day that I entered the portal. Actually, the first post that got posted, I didn't even post about me transferring. Someone else posted about it. That's how people found out. But on that day, I woke up and my phone was disabled. Like, you know how you have like the, you can like do the passcodes and you kind of mess your passcode up enough times? It was like that, right? But no time limit. So it was just disabled the whole day. Like I couldn't get to my phone. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. Then I'm texting everybody off laptops for a day. Or you know, you can kind of do an iMessage or whatever. But so I had that situation going on. I got my phone fixed. And when I started to text again, my messages are coming up green, like the Android. And one of the coaches I was recruiting me from a certain school, he was like, bro, you got an Android? He's like, you got an Android? And I'm like, nah, I got some phone. And she's like, oh, good, because I would have to stop recruiting you if you did. So I was like, damn. So it is what it is.
The disrespect to the Android.
Honestly,
apologize to anyone that has an Android.
That's what I'm saying. My dad got an Android, and he's been trying to tell me to convert for the longest. And I'm like,
No. It's a monopoly at this
download
point.
Download WhatsApp to FaceTime people.
But, like, is it weird? Obviously, with winter workouts starting, like, Connor, you've been doing winter workouts. and KJ, like you've just been going to school and like not working out with the team. Do you think it's like, is it weird? Like mentally, how is it watching everybody, watching Connor wake up, sorry to mention it, at like 5:30 in the morning to go walk through the snow and work out?
Yeah, it's a little weird, but like I've been trying to stay on the same schedule. So I'll get up probably around like 6:30, 7 o'clock, go work out wherever I'm working out that day. For me, it's just like I got the Bayless helped me out with schedule and the workouts and all that stuff. So I have all the workouts. It's just really I got to go do them myself. But it's a little different. Like I was talking to Connor about the other day. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like getting that edge. Like you just don't have that edge when you're working out like, like 80 of your best friends. You know what I'm saying? Like 80 of your boys or, you know what I'm saying? The music's going and everything like that. So it's a little different that way. But like it's still work. Still got to get work at the end of the day. Stay in shape. So I can be ready to on my next step.
It is a little weird though. Like I'll come home from a workout and because of Cam currently out right now, I'm the only one. And so like usually the four of us would like text in the chat or we would like come home and talk about the lift or whatever. And I'm like, I can't even say.
You can't say nothing.
No one will know what I'm talking about. Like if I say like, damn, that lift was hard. Like I talk to everyone else. I'm like, damn. I look around the weight room. I'm like, well, the team runs when everyone's there. And it's just, it is kind of weird that like no one is there.
That's crazy, bro.
The four of us. I'm like, sheesh.
It all happened so quick, too.
So quick. Everyone's like, where are you? You have no more friends. I'm like, I got more friends than just those three.
Yeah, okay, Connor.
So like, how has workouts been? I heard Bayless come with pressure this winter.
Yeah, so definitely definitely a different type of a start in the past. Like typically in the past, as you guys know, it's like the 2 weeks. Hard lifts, but it's 2 weeks of like they're working your body up to like where they want to be that fight the rest. But they just like the first day was like a lot. It was the first day was a run and lift. And they do it differently.
Combo.
Like Monday's the run now. And then we lift Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Typically you guys know like we would have a run in the middle, right? So we had one day and like Wednesday would just be like a run, right? But now we have to run first, which I don't know if that's good or bad yet. And then you lift every other day.
Do you definitely sore. You prefer running or lifting first?
If it's the same day, I'll definitely want to lift first. Because like when you're done with the
run. I'm definitely a run guy.
Run first.
No, when you lift first and you run and then you're like, oh, I'm done. Like half the people are going to go in the weight room and you're like, oh, man, thank God I'm done.
Bro, but the run be the hardest part. When you're in the middle of a power clean set in the back of your mind, you're like, I am.
12 half gassers and you're like, damn, I got a power clean. My legs are tired.
I feel like the weight room's a lot less moving around, so that's just for me. Like I like to run first.
The runs were bad this week, so maybe that's why I'm saying that. But when the runs get worse, maybe I'll go back on it. I'll let you guys know. I'll keep you updated.
Maybe he's just OD. It's just like it's punishment from the bowl game.
Yeah. It's also Freeman's mentality. It's like challenge everything.
Punishment. Okay.
Not gonna lie, the same day after the game, I was like, damn. Those lips are gonna hurt so bad.
You're like, ah.
I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, we would have had a grace period if we won.
Yeah, I know. We got a couple, like, Beerus is back, and then we got Coach Rick. We got a couple guys back, so it's kind of.
Beerus still running around screaming?
Yeah. He's the same Beerus.
I know. I talked to him, but I don't know if he had. Changes ways at all. I don't know.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Ian Beerus was at Notre Dame for a long time. He's with the strength and conditioning staff. And then him and Rob Steiner got the like head and head assistant job at USC, ironically. And then obviously USC's whole staff turned over this year. So Coach Beerus came back to Notre Dame. He's just one of the like loudest mountain men, like gonna scream at you, but like at the same time it's kind of funny the way he carried himself. So glad to have him back too. Yeah,
that's kind of what KJ was saying. Like you don't have that
no edge, bro. I mean, like I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you a story. So it's also different about being a portal, like not having like complete access to the facility and stuff like that. So I had to go. I went to a specific gym out here in South Bend early last week, and it was closed. And I'm like, so where am I to go lift at? So I went into Duncan to lift. And I'm just like, Duncan's nice. Don't get me wrong. Duncan's Duncan's the gym on, it's the weight room and it's like in the student center at Notre Dame. So it's like, you got the basketball courts and like the weight room, you got squat racks. And it's just like a normal gym or whatever, student center or whatever at any other college. It's pretty nice though. But I'm in there. It's just like, I think they played, you know, the Meet Me at a Spot song with Willow Smith. I'm like, bro, I don't even have my headphones in. I'm squatting. They playing this. I'm like, where's the edge at, bro? No edge, bro.
Did you get looks while you were in there?
So many looks.
For real?
Because, I mean, everybody was just kind of like, what are you doing in here? And I'm like, well, I'm transferring, so I'm not going to be, so I can't work out and can't lift in the group. But, like, it was cool, though. It's cool. I mean, and it's going to sound bad, but I never realized how many people on campus took, like, weight training serious. Just regular students, you know what I'm saying, that don't really play sports. That's pretty interesting to see.
Dang. How does it feel to be on the other side now? Is it weird? Like, I feel like we're kind of the same position now. Like, I'm wondering, like, damn, like, I miss, like,
I know,
like, day-to-day things. Like, you just don't have, like, can't be a part of.
Probably a little better for me because, I mean, like, I'm still here.
Facts.
But I mean, at the same time, I do be missing it. I've been missing it because it's just, like, that's what I've always been accustomed to. That's what I've been used to. But I mean, it's definitely a little adjustment. And it's a challenge, too, because it's, like, at the end of the day, you don't have people that are going to call you to get up and go work out, like, and you have to be here, you have to be on this time, you have to be doing this a certain time. So it's really like a challenge for me. Like, I really want this, so I got to get up each morning, you know what I'm saying, and stay on my shit. So it's interesting. It's a little process.
Before we move on, I just want to say one thing. I'm sure Connor probably agreed with me on this, but like, just to touch on the old KJ transfer thing, like, credit to KJ, and I'm gonna pat my boy on the back for a little bit.
You know, gas. All right.
But like ever since I knew KJ's in like eighth grade and like going to high school, and obviously we went to Notre Dame together, like he's been like one of the hardest working dudes I know. And I'm sure Connor and everybody around him would think the same thing. And like, I honestly would have been easy for him to transfer within the first or second year. But like, he always just kept grinding, kept working. And I'm sure the coaches admire that, all the players admire it. And he's obviously one of the hardest workers I know because he's always. Every single time I walk in his room, he's always rolling out, stretching, doing something. I'm like, bro, just lay down for 2 seconds. But nah, disrespect you. Like,
this is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know. But I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And obviously it didn't work out the way you wanted to, but future's bright, man. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Appreciate that, bro.
And also he's been on quite the academic grind, too. We got to give him respect there.
Nice.
He had to speed up his is like sequencing of classes, yeah. You know? I mean, because you didn't, none of us early enrolled, right? So graduating in, what is that, 3 years?
I had to finish the language requirement by the end of the semester, and then I'll be taking online classes at Notre Dame at my next school physically in the summer, and I'll be graduated by July 22nd.
It just got enrolled in two schools.
I had to finesse it, bro. I had to go. couldn't do that. But I also told my parents when I kind of told them about making the decision, I was like, I wouldn't leave if I wasn't able to graduate and still meet the deadline as far as going to my next school and be able to participate in summer workouts. Because for me, like, at the end of the day, I've been here so long, it would be kind of disheartening to be like, I didn't graduate from here.
I would not have let you not graduate.
Yeah, so.
That would have been a fart hand and a backhand for me.
As a front and a back?
And a backhand, yeah.
I'm not standing there for that. I'm dodging. I mean,
that's like the whole reason we went to Notre Dame, pretty much.
Facts.
And that close. I respect it, bro.
Yeah, appreciate it, dog.
How do you prepare your kids today to succeed in tomorrow's world? Meet Juni. Juni is an online learning experience equipping the next generation of students to solve the world's largest problems. Best known for their STEAM courses like coding, investing, and novel writing, Juni is starting off the new year right by adding even more great courses. All new robotics, crypto, app development, 3D design, and more. So many options for kids 7 to 18. And with varying types of learning formats and project-based curriculum, your student will be ready to take on the real world. See for yourself why Juni is trusted by thousands of parents and loved by kids. Go to JUNILearning.com and take advantage of a special invite to kick off the new year. Enter promo code IHEART30 at checkout for 30% off. That's JUNILearning.com and promo code IHEART30 for 30% off all the great courses Juni has to offer.
Millions of Americans are getting back to work. CareerBuilder calls it the great rehire. And we want to help you get the best jobs before everyone else. CareerBuilder gives you the competitive edge to get the job you want, at the salary you want, with the benefits you want. We even send job alerts so your perfect job lands right in your inbox. Go to CareerBuilder.com today or get left with whatever jobs are left. Find your next job fast at CareerBuilder.com.
All right, moving on. Y'all want to touch on the playoffs a little bit? A little NFL football? It's been kind of hectic the past few
weeks.
Best
football I've seen in a while.
Good ball
game. In a while, bro. Let's touch on the most recent one, the Packers-Niners game that happened last night. So we're recording this on Sunday. So we're talking about the game on Saturday. But KJ, you had sent something in the group chat, and we were talking about it here. Like, how much do you think like weather affects a game? Like, obviously, the San Francisco 49ers don't experience inclement weather a lot. They don't experience snow a lot. They don't experience 10 degrees. People are thinking like, oh, they're going to come in and they're going to struggle because of that. Obviously, they came through and won the game. So how much do you think, like, one, how much does very cold or hot weather affect you? Two, which one would you rather play in, 110 degrees or 10 degrees?
I saw that meme.
I'm a sweater. So the hot weather for me, that's instant cramp. Like, that's instant cramp for me. That's what that sounds like. But the cold, because the wind chill last night was like,
it was ridiculous.
It felt like it was zero, I think.
Like 0-2. And like, that's to the point where like it's hurting. Like your body's hurting just from how cold it is. And honestly, I'd rather play in the hot. Being around in the cold. And then like, also, I'd be the type to not wear sleeves just because I think that's cool on some stupid shit like that. But I mean, like, I think the cold is definitely worse. It's got
to
be worse.
It takes so long to get, like, you don't, I could be wrong, I don't think you ever get, like, truly warm in a game that's, like, 0 degrees.
Yeah,
The O-line would probably do, because they're, you know.
And you got to think, too, like.
They're what, obese?
Oh, no offense to the live.
Yeah, none of the guys are playing both ways in the NFL, so it's, you're sitting,
get cold.
Yeah, it's not like a high school game where, say if he's playing the snow in high school, it's different.
No, yeah. There's some games at Notre Dame where, like, I did not sweat because it was so cold. Like, I'm tired, but, like, I cannot produce sweat out of my body because it just dries immediately. Yeah. But me, personally, I'd rather play in a hot game because, like, you can get, like, IV before or IV at halftime, this and that, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, just to touch on the Michigan game, our freshman year, because, like, everybody had to go to that game. And it was, like, obviously we lost the game by lots of terrible game. But, like, the fact that it was borderline snow, but it's just pouring rain going sideways. Like, bro, it was freezing, bro. That was miserable, bro.
The sideline was flooded from that. You'd walk on the sideline, your shoes would be filled up with water, and you're like I can't even feel my feet right now.
It got to the point where it rained so much and you're so cold that you didn't feel the rain on your skin anymore. It was just like, it's just hitting your body. You just feel it. You're just sitting there.
Right.
I wasn't even dressed for that game. I was in like a jacket and I was really cold. I remember like when y'all, because I don't even think you wore sleeves, Kyle, right?
Nah, that game. I vowed I'd never wear sleeves in a game. Like kind of what KJ was saying.
It just looked cooler. You know what I'm saying? Sleeves. Facts. You know how we've been playing NCAA lately? Right. We've been having drip conversations for hell. Sleeves, hand warmer, you know what I'm saying? You know the vibes.
Mm. Definitely warm weather too as a receiver. Like, I mean, getting your hands warm to catch the ball and then like getting hit. I mean, same thing you guys hitting.
I saw something the other day on Twitter. It was like, if they want to get the most out of Josh Allen, they should build a dome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's for real though. Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen, but like.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
They're not going to build a dome for one player.
That's like a good take, I thought.
Do you guys think that players on the Packers, not on the Packers, see them winning? And they're like, damn, they're going to get home field advantage for the playoffs. Like, we got to go to Green Bay and play.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you think they think about that? You're like, I think any Packers players are like secretly wanting not to play it at home? Or do you think they all like want to play at home?
They're probably used to it by then.
I think it's different, because they're used to it. And the Packer fan base is like so good, like so strong. Like, it's an advantage to play at home there. But also, they're like, if they get home field, they're like, a little bittersweet.
Facts. Thanks.
The other game was the Bengals and the Titans. Shout out Joe Burrow.
Great game.
Shout out, what's his name?
Joe Burrow.
Evan McPherson. That's the.
Bro, did you see what he said to the team?
Yeah, bro, that's fire.
That's hard. That's hard.
That was fire. What do they do after he makes field goal? Like, shooter. You see them do that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Wincinnati. That's what they call him.
Would you imagine if Dor came up to you and was like, looks like we're going to the playoff. Or like, looks like we're going to.
Bro,
like,
that's so hard. Hey. I was thinking. All right, he says that like, that's so hard. That's so tough.
Oh, that guy's unbelievable. So he was talking to Brandon as he was going out to kick. He gave a little warm-up swing. And he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship right before he went out there to kick it.
Well, he goes out there and misses it. I'd be like, bro, I'll never talk to you again, bro.
I'd be like, bro, I'm not taking nothing you say serious no more.
Never again. He's just like, my fault.
He's a rookie too.
Yeah.
He's a rookie.
Yeah. From he's a dude. I don't know if you've seen it, but he's a dude that was from Florida that was, you know, kicked the ball and like he hit the bottle cap off the bottle. Have you ever seen that video?
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
He's destined for greatness.
Nah, he's hard. Yeah, he's definitely.
You went to Florida too? I guess he got a little personality to him.
You got a personality because he went to Florida.
SEC school,
Facts.
Got a little.
Shout out UF.
So, Bengals to the Super Bowl? Question mark.
I think it's like almost a lock. If you think about it,
I mean, they have to at this point, right? Over the Bills and Chiefs. I think the Bills and Chiefs are going to beat each other up this week, and then next week it's just got to be like a grind. So,
if they get the O line straight, I think Cincinnati would be a good Super Bowl take. It's like that I feel like crazy. They don't use. I know the numbers don't say it, but I feel like they don't use the receivers enough. Like, I feel like they get just done about Jamar Chase every time.
He's always open.
He's always open. He's so like efficient in his movements. Like he doesn't like. I feel like he doesn't break down. He just sprints and just takes one step to go in and out back. Like
he was talking cash to the boys.
Was he?
That was a good game, bro. That was a good game.
We watched that at 4:17. So you know how that is watching the game there.
Yeah.
God, that was a real tears in my eyes. I can't with him.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. All right, so moving on to the final Outside the Garage question. This comes from Hagen Davis, and he's asking us, heard you guys bring up New Buffalo, Michigan a few pods ago. Just curious how you like it. So New Buffalo is like a beach-ish type town, probably what, like 30 miles from South Bend, 20 miles?
It's like a 45-minute drive.
Yeah,
45
yeah something like drive. That. So it's not too far at all, and then it's a pretty chill spot that we've been to. Cool restaurants to like chill on the beach and stuff. It's one of the like five spots around South Bend, like Chicago, and then
South Bend is flowers, right?
South Bend got some. I said five. I mean, it would be like two would be like probably
you,
real answer.
See, if you're talking about Atlanta, you would be like, it's one of the five spots in Atlanta. Like,
all right, but South Bend is in Atlanta, though.
Facts, okay.
And there's also, when we were talking about this before the pod, we brought up, there's a spot called Diamond Lake in, what, Cassapolis, Michigan, probably like 30 minutes from South Bend, right?
Yeah. It's not far. It's like 25.
It's not
quick
far
at get
all.
In the car and go.
Sidebar, super sidebar. Fun fact, last time we were going up to Diamond Lake, we were going to one of our friends' house, and that was actually the car ride where Colin Coward called us and asked us to start a podcast. Fun fact.
That's facts. That's facts. A good recollection. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. That was a fun car ride.
It's a cool little ITG story that we shared with the fam. So I think we're going to wrap this pod up there again. We're releasing another one on Thursday, and that would be the norm from here on out, Mondays and Thursdays, about a half hour. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Everybody keep Cam in your prayers, and we'll see y'all on Thursday. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate it.
Do you suffer from Zoom fatigue? Otter.ai is here to help. Use Otter.ai to get automatic meeting notes. You can even step away from the meeting and catch up anytime. Get started for free at Otter.ai or download in the app stores. That's Otter.ai.
How do you prepare your kids today to succeed in tomorrow's world? With Juni, the online learning experience equipping the next generation of students to solve the world's largest problems. Choose from popular STEAM courses like coding, investing, novel writing, and all-new robotics, crypto, app development, 3D design, and more. With all types of learning formats and project-based curriculum, your student will be ready to take on the real world. Visit junilearning.com and enter promo code IHEART30 at checkout for 30% off.
Do you suffer from Zoom fatigue? Otter.ai is here to help. Use Otter.ai to get automatic meeting notes. You can even step away from the meeting and catch up anytime. Get started for free at Otter.ai or download in the app stores. That's Otter.ai.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at price that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.